Well, there you are, and it is good to be back with you at Redemption's Table. This is our first episode in over a month. Now, that was not intentional. Today's episode was originally slated to release on September 19th, but a last-minute writing project put it on hold until now. In between, I've celebrated another birthday, celebrated a family wedding in California, and spent several days of vacation hiking in Yellowstone and Grand Tetons National Parks. Today's a special table for me. Every September, as I celebrate another trip around the sun, I put together a playlist for my favorite season, autumn. Today, I'll be sharing one of my favorite songs and my absolute favorite youth ministry event back when I worked with teenagers, Disciple Now Weekend, 1992, with the First Baptist Church of Warner Robins, Georgia Youth Group. I love you guys, and I dedicate this episode to you. To get us started, here's Chris Renzema singing Son of God from his 2018 album, I'll Be the Branches.
But not by governments nor fire. We have felt the touch of heaven's hands mend the bones and hearts of men, but not by medicine nor idols. We have tasted mercy undeserved, bought for the children of the earth, but not by silver nor by gold, but by the one who left his throne. Oh, 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 we've seen graves and oceans bow before human feet. Dawn is breaking now, darkness must retreat, for the Son of God, he walks among us. Of a land where war will cease from among men, but not by presidents nor trials. We've seen the greatness of our King, hope that all will be redeemed, but not by military might, but by the man who bled and died. Oh, 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 we've seen graves and oceans bow before human feet. Dawn is breaking now, darkness must retreat, for the Son of God, he walks among us. Oh, 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 we've seen signs and wonders here, held in human hands, a kingdom carried near, scorning hell's demands, for the Son of God's alive among us. Breaking now, darkness must retreat, for the Son of God, he walks among us. Oh, 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 we've seen signs and wonders here, held in human hands, a kingdom carried near, scorning hell's demands, for the Son of God's alive among us. The Son of God's alive among us.
Opening night, June 7th, 1991. I'm sitting in the theater in Warner Robins, Georgia, for Billy Crystal's new comedy western, City Slickers. It's a story about three friends, Mitch, Phil, and Ed, who find themselves in midlife pursuing adventure to somehow add meaning to their lives. The movie opens in Pamplona, Spain, and the famous Running of the Bulls. The three amigos run helter-skelter through the streets of runners, just barely keeping ahead of the bulls, until one of them finds himself on the horns of dilemma and winds up in the emergency room. 1 year later, Mitch has just turned 40. He is stuck in midlife crisis as the three friends embark on yet another adventure, this time a two-week vacation cattle drive to herd cattle from New Mexico into Colorado. The trail boss of the drive is a tough old cowboy named Curly. And Curly and Mitch don't exactly hit it off. Curly is a real cowboy. Mitch is a city slicker. But when Mitch causes a stampede and Curly selects Mitch to drive off with him to gather the scattered herd, the film's key moment takes place as Curly asks Mitch, "Do you know what the secret of life is?" The answer to that question is the title to my favorite Rich Mullins song. And when I saw that scene in the theater, I turned to my wife and I said, "Our Disciple Now theme this year is going to be My One Thing, and we're going to use that scene for a Disciple Now music video." And 7 months later, that's exactly what happened. That video can still be found on YouTube, and it was way ahead of its time, even though it looks pretty dated now. Here's the clip.
"My wife basically told me she doesn't want me around."
"She read it."
"Well, I'm just saying."
How old are you? 38.
39.
"Yeah. You all come up here about the same age, same problems. Spend about 50 weeks a year getting knots in your rope, and then you think 2 weeks up here will end time for you. None of you get it. Do you know what the secret of life is?"
"No, what?"
"This."
"Your finger?"
"One thing. Just one thing."
"Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one."
I love that song, My One Thing. Everybody I know says they need just one thing. But what they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they've got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away and purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Because what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on with my one thing? You're my one thing. And the pure in heart shall see God. Who have I in heaven but you, Jesus? And what better could I hope to find down here on earth? I could cross the most distant reaches of this world, but I'd just be wasting my time because I'm certain already, I'm sure I'd find you're my one thing. You're my one thing, and the pure in heart shall see God. Every night and every day, you hold on tight or you drift away, and you're left to live with the choices you make. Oh Lord, please give me the strength to watch and work and love and sing and pray, because who have I in heaven but you, Jesus? And what better could I hope to find down here on earth? Well, I could cross the most distant reaches of this world, but I'd just be wasting my time, because I'm certain already, I'm sure I'd find you're my one thing." Everyone has a life song, or if you're like me, you have dozens of life songs, but through the years, one seems to keep rising to the top. My one thing is that song for me. It's about Jesus, my one thing. I've been following Jesus for 55 years, and the more I know Jesus, the more I want to know Jesus. I love preaching, teaching, conversing, writing, worshiping, spending time with Jesus. He never gets old. Every time I share something he did, or one of his miracles, or one of his parables, it is like hearing it, teaching it, discovering it all over again for myself the very first time. He has never ceased to blow my mind. And he still is. Jesus is in a category by himself. No human being could invent him. His teaching is beyond human wisdom. He never responds like you expect. Everything about him catches you totally off guard. And Jesus is not just another way to God. He is the way. He's not just a source of religious truth. He is the truth. He's not just giving us a better way to live. He is life himself. John 14:6, read it for yourself and you'll discover, I'm not making this up, Jesus said it of himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I often ask people I meet the following question. In 30 seconds or less, can you tell me who Jesus is? I started doing this 15 years ago when I first wrote the book, The Jesus Test. The book is a challenge to everyone to consider Jesus for 30 days. If he is who he claims to be, it behooves every single one of us to seriously examine him for ourselves. It's amazing how an answer to that 30-second question serves like a spiritual GPS, identifying where a person is in their relationship with God. And if a person tells me that they are a Christian, that they follow Jesus, I've started asking them another question. When was the last time you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Those are the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I never have, or it's been a while, are two of the most common answers I receive. So I wonder, how can you follow someone without reading for yourself who they are? Just hearing someone else's explanation or understanding is not enough. Here's today's big question. What's your one thing? What's your one thing? The one thing that sets the table for all the other things in your life. Your one thing reveals itself in what or who you give priority to. Your one thing is the place your mind constantly returns to when at rest, like a compass always returns to true north. Where your treasure is, there your compass will point. Or as Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Your one thing is how you would complete this sentence. I cannot imagine living life without. You fill in the blank. Going back to the Rich Mullins song, save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away and purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing, because what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on with my one thing? And in the chorus, Rich adds one of my favorite Beatitudes, and the pure in heart shall see God. This is the outcome of Jesus' sixth beatitude. You will see God. How often do you see God in your world? I see him all the time and everywhere. He really is not as hard to spot as you might think. The Danish philosopher Soren Kierkegaard interpreted pure in heart as someone who wills one will. Another way to say that, someone who has eyes for one thing. Such a person lives specifically. We see what we choose to see in our world, don't we? If you woke up this morning and went out into your world expecting to see the bad, I'm pretty sure you found it. Many of us are at one another's political throats right now. Another potentially lethal storm landed overnight, and war continues in the Middle East and in Ukraine. But what if you went out each day looking for God? Do you know what He really looks like? He looks like Jesus. In the Gospel of John chapter 14, one of Jesus' disciples asked Him, "Lord, show us God the Father," to which Jesus replied, "Whoever has seen Me has seen God the Father." God the Father looks like Jesus. I see Jesus everywhere I go. He is in the laughter of a child and the smile of the wise. He holds a cardboard sign on the street corner. He is incarcerated in the county jail. He is in every chord of music. He is in every tear that falls. A part of Him can be seen in the uncontrollable fury of a prairie storm. Another part can be caught in the roaring stillness of a summer's day. But amidst all the Jesus sightings I experience, the ones that surprise me the most are when I see Jesus in myself. You might say, "How can you say that?" It's simple. I know how many times a day I have to take my sinful thoughts captive to His Lordship. So when He shows up within me, I know it's Him. And I know that it is His doing and not something I decided to do myself because I am good, because I'm not good. He's the one who is good. Because I have no capacity to manufacture goodness within myself. And I hate to break it to you, but neither do you. My role, our role, is to surrender to Jesus daily and let Him live His good life through our own. Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What about you? What do you need? It's good to be back at the table. I'm excited about where we're headed these next few months. I hope you join us. I hope you bring some friends along. And if you've never done so, would you please take a moment, write a review of Redemption's Table on whatever platform you happen to be listening? Because by doing so, it will help others find this table for themselves. Until next time, Party of Redemption, your table is now available. And dear friends, that's an everyday event. One day, I know that the pure, one day, the pure.